I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Life imitates art in South Africa. The life part involves intrigue, betrayal, scandal, and of course money. Funny, those happen to be the same ingredients that make Generations South Africa's most popular TV soap opera. The plot for this soapy, as they call it there, is set inside an ad agency, so there's a hint of Mad Men about it.
I'm starting my own company. Now, if you want in, the time is now. Well, okay, nobody said if you want to be somebody else's slave, or you can come with me and get a slice of your own pie.
Generations commands a big slice of the ratings pie in South Africa. More than 7 million people tune in religiously to watch it. And the 16 main characters on the soap are all household names. But here's the plot twist that the actors and fans did not see coming. The entire cast was fired this week. Andile Ndlovu is an entertainment reporter with The Times of South Africa. He's in Johannesburg. Andile, drama within the drama. How'd this all happen?
A big surprise to everybody, I can tell you that. There have been murmurs for a while now that there were issues within the production. The actors very unhappy with the fact that their demands have so far been reduced to pettiness.
What are these issues they're upset about?
I think something similar to what happened with the Big Bang Theory up there in the States, where the principal cast are saying that we are responsible for the show being the top show in the country with the biggest ratings, the best ratings, big advertising coming in as well, and we should get a bigger piece of the pie. And also, because of the fact that the actors spend so much time on set, they find it very difficult to secure other jobs. And so they want to tie down the production to a 3-year contract so that, a bit of stability can be achieved. And what the production has said is, no, that is not going to happen. The stories that you guys want to be put on a similar pay scale as the other soapies in this country is ridiculous, because you happen to be some of the best paid stars in the country. And they're saying that's not true.
What is the truth? Are they well paid compared to other soap stars?
Well, you know what? The truth is nobody is well paid in the local TV industry. But Generations actors do get slightly better pay. Their rates are a little better than everybody else.
The thing is, with the Big Bang Theory, the show on CBS, they pushed for a pay raise and they got it. So that was not the conclusion to the push by the Generations cast. Far from it. They must have been shocked.
I think everyone was shocked. I mean, the story's become quite political now because a few politicians have got involved and have pushed a public broadcaster to find a resolution, amicable resolution. Even the sports minister here has pushed the arts and culture minister to get involved and try and find a resolution.
One of the things that we can say as a universal truth is that soap opera fans everywhere around the world are rabid fans. How are they taking this?
My mom is a big fan. She called me in yesterday and said, what's going on? You should have the inside story to this. And how long do we have until the show is off screen? The show, obviously, like any other soap, shoots in advance. And so they've got about 6 or 7 weeks of episodes in the can. But it's weird in the sense that the younger people who, I guess, are exposed to international shows, shows like The Good Wife and Scandal and Game of Thrones, they're not too fussed about it. But the older generation of viewers are pretty miffed.
Well, for everyone's sake, especially your mother's, I hope they get it all sorted out.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's become part of our lives, I guess. I mean, 8 p.m. to 8:30 is a time where everyone's just sort of huddled around the television and watching Generations.
Andile Ndlovu, entertainment reporter with The Times of South Africa. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.